A Peace of Mind. I'm Maya Bryant.
And I'm Saquon Howard, and we're students at William Peace University.
This podcast will inform you about happenings around William Peace University, and we'll be offering you advice on our advice column.
And now, here's the latest news around William Peace University.
The men's soccer team took a 4-1 loss to Averett University. The Pacers took a final record of 3-13, which was an improvement from last season. We cannot wait to see what they bring next season. The women's soccer team took a 3-0 loss to Averett University, which made their final record 4-14-1. We cannot wait to see what our Lady Pacers bring to the field again next year.
The William Peace volleyball team played their final two matches of the regular season. The Pacers took North Carolina Wesleyan down 3-2, but then lost to Piedmont in 3. We are wishing them luck as the Pacers will return to action traveling to Martinsville, Virginia for the USA South Conference tournament today. They'll face Meredith at 5 o'clock p.m. in the opening round.
Are you up to date with William Peace Athletics via social media? Like them on Facebook, subscribe to their YouTube channel, and follow them on Twitter and Instagram. We are ready to kick off our winter sports. More information next week as we start our men's and women's basketball season. Saquon, are you excited about our basketball season and our winter sports?
Yes, I'm very excited. I know a lot of people who are playing on the team this year. I'm going to try to make more games than I made last year. So.
Same. I am too. And I can't wait to see. I think they're going to have a really good season. So we're excited about that.
It's great, great. William Peace University is going to Washington, D.C. November 8th for only $85 a person. Contact Sarah Heenan and Student Services for more info. Note that this trip has changed from overnight trip to just a day trip, but everyone is still planning for a fun time. Make sure that you get your tickets to William Peace University's production of Little Shop of Horrors, directed by Tony Award winner Michael Bush, November 13th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m., and November 15th through the 16th at 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see one amazing show.
And I am super, super excited about this show. I'm pretty sure it's going to be amazing. I was able to sit in on rehearsal the other week, and it is coming along right nice. So
yes.
Get your tickets now. It's a show you do not want to miss. And we're also going to be talking about it more on our show next week, so make sure you tune in for that.
Also, aren't auditions for the next two shows like Monday and Tuesday?
They are. We are switching gears really quickly here at William Peace. So make sure you see this show and get your tickets for next semester's show. Show us your talent. Students, faculty, and staff are invited to register for William Peace University's upcoming talent show on Thursday, November 20th, 2014, from 7 to 9 p.m. in Keenan Hall. Register today. And now we're going to move on to our advice column. We had an overwhelming response to questions, but we're just going to narrow it down to one question this week, and I think this will be an interesting topic. This question says, how do you manage being a Christian and a college student? Saquon, you want to take on that?
Of course. Because I am a very, very firm believer, I am a Christian and I'm a college student, so this is something that's very personal to me. First of all, you have to change your mindset. You can't look at it as I'm a student who's a Christian, but I'm a Christian who's a student, because being a Christian is your first job. Being a student is a sideline, kind of side thing, because Christ should be first in your life anyway. So.
Right, and I think we want to make this clear. We're saying going out, partying, which is the stereotypical way of a typical college student, is going out, partying, having fun. And I think this is what this person is asking, is how do you balance when your friends want to go out and do things that you probably don't want to do because of your morals and values?
Well, it's a question of will. Which is more important to you? Do you feel like going out with your friends are more important or being true to your religion? To be honest, you know, I do fun things with my friends and they're all safe and legal, and I don't go clubbing and stuff like that. And also, your friends should be understanding of that for you. If they're not, then maybe you should change your friends.
I was going to say that too. Also, just because you go to college does not mean your morals and values go out the window. You want to keep in mind everything that your parents taught you at home, because you're starting to become an adult and you're making decisions on your own, and you want to make sure that you make the right decisions. And I agree with you. Your friends should be very supportive of whatever decision that you make. It's okay. I mean, you are able to have fun without doing anything illegal.
Yes, so. Which is very bad. We do not encourage any illegal activities. But, you know, some people get caught up in.
And just because you do go out and do things does not make you less of a person than someone that does. So I think we're going to make that clear, too. That just because you do go out, it does not make you less of a Christian, less of a person. We just keep your morals in line. I think that's the best advice to a college student who is struggling with their religion and peer pressure.
That's very true. And also, you also have to balance it. It's a balance thing. You have to balance schoolwork and social life with doing your religious practices, such as reading the Bible, praying. It's very important to me. I make that time in my day to talk to God just like I talk to my friends. It's very important.
Exactly, exactly. So make sure that you send in your questions to us every week to peaceofmindpodcast@yahoo.com. And make sure you tune in back next week. We have some exciting things planned. And always keep a peace of mind. Thank you.